Doyle went to a research lab at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee to see one of the projects the state is already helping to fund. Professor Ann Snyder told the governor about an experiment to reduce diabetes-related muscle damage.
We're pretty certain that with this light we can work on muscle tissue so that healing and stronger tissue can happen.
Wow, that's great.
Doyle says he'd like state taxpayers to fund $2.5 million in more research through a five-university collaboration in Milwaukee called the Biomedical Technology Alliance. Doyle proposed the same amount in the current budget, but says he later had to veto much of the money when Republican lawmakers attached restrictions on stem cell research. He says he hopes the next legislature puts aside stem cell politics and lets scientists use their expertise. Doyle contends his funding proposal is not an empty one should the GOP stay in control of the Assembly and Senate.
I don't think so. You know, I think we had plenty of votes last time around, and I think it, frankly, the bill got hijacked towards the end of the session by people who just had this anti-stem cell agenda. So I think that as we move through the budget process, we just have to make sure we build the good, broad, bipartisan coalition of people who will, whatever you feel about the stem cell argument, let that fight go on, but we're ready to have Wisconsin move forward.
Doyle says the $25 million biotech funding plan of GOP challenger Mark Green would hold back stem cell research while waiting for possible alternatives to destroying human embryos. Green's campaign declined an interview about Doyle's plan for the Milwaukee Biomedical Technology Alliance. A Green spokesman says the proposal is yet another example of Doyle trying to fix 4 years of failure right before the election, and that Doyle should have never vetoed the biomedical money. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.